You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Something came up yesterday. We were talking off the air about mantras. And Jeremy and I were sharing that neither one of us has a mantra. I don't want to feel like I'm missing out. You know, the whole thing about the concept of a mantra, which I think a lot of people misunderstand what that means. But originally, the idea was that a mantra was some sort of word, like one word or sometimes a couple of words or a very short phrase that you would use when you're trying to get into like a meditative state. And you know that I monkeyed around with meditation. I want to say it was like 5 or 6 years ago where I was like, boy, I really to maybe assist with my monkey brain that I have and my sleep issues if I could just really get into meditation, which so many people swear by. And I feel like I'm not good at it. I haven't completely given up. But I remember trying to come up with a mantra 5 or 6 years ago, and I never came up with one that really sat right with me. But, you know, it's supposedly this word or two or three words most that you kind of close your eyes and you repeat this and it gets you into a meditative state. And maybe our listeners who are really into this stuff could call in and share with us their mantra or their idea behind a mantra, because we're going into a weekend. Mm-hmm. People have got dots all over their calendar with so much to do. Everyone's busy and on the go and stressed and everything. And maybe this could be a public service on our show, is to help people slow down just a little bit, maybe come up with something that would help them in a moment of quiet to sit there and get themselves centered.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, I want to talk to people that are probably like doing this every day too, where you sit in your car before you go walking in to work and you're sitting there, you know, it's basically like a motivational chant and you're saying, you know, I deserve to be happy. I deserve to be happy. I deserve to be happy. And that's just kind of like, you know, you're centering yourself, giving yourself a little pep talk and you're like, I'm going to get through the rest of the day. Because, you know why, Dom? I deserve to be happy. I don't do this.
Kind of sounds kind of self-centered to me.
Great things are happening. Great things are happening. Great things are happening.
I see that we've got some calls coming in, and definitely we've got some people who are texting us. It's like anything in the 21st century, we take things and we morph them. Like, they don't mean what they used to mean. And I get that, and I'm not the guy who's trying to stand on the shore and fight the tide from coming in. But, you know, it's the things like, you know, the definition of the word amazing or the definition of the word literally or something like that. Like, we have thrown away the original meanings and we're attaching new ones. So with mantra, I see that a lot of people do want to change what it means. I would rather stick with the purity of it.
Well, if you're going purity, it just boils down to a sound. That's the original aspect
of
the mantra.
One
is
was
you're just
like,
going to sit there and go, hubba, 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 hubba. I mean, that's the purest form of a mantra.
Yeah, the very first one they said was Om.
Yeah, because we're not going to have people call in and go, underneath.
No. No, but there's a difference between that and, like, somebody wrote in and said, my mantra is better to have and not need it than to need it and not have it.
No, that's a saying at Hobby Lobby.
Right, that's a great saying to live by, but that's gone too far. So
I believe it is. There is a motivational quality to it. It's a motivational chant.
Well, okay.
That is going to be a mantra.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's like something that you repeat to yourself, like at a marathon, and you like want to, you know, go that last mile. What are you going to do to kind of center yourself, focus, and get through it? That's going to be your mantra, your home.
Well, since
we
talked about this yesterday, I spent some time and I really tried to think of something that could be my mantra, and I've come up with a one-word mantra that I'm going to share with you. But first, I want to take calls. Can we take calls? Because I want you to have one too, Jeremy. I want you to have one.
I don't want one.
Because you have a monkey
brain
like
a mantra?
I do. Grace, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
So do you have one?
Yes. Mine is life is a happy accident.
So do you sit and repeat that to yourself every day before you go into work?
No, but it's a really good one for when you're...
That's not a mantra.
It feels like a sign that you put in your kitchen.
It's something you have on your vision board, Grace.
No, it's one of those when you're having... You're at school or work, because I'm a college student, and you're having a bad day. Life is a happy accident. Whatever's happening and is bad today, especially during exam weeks... It's fine because this is leading to someone else, something else. This is going to be a reason something else happens eventually.
So you almost need to change that to just let it pass. Boil it down to three words and be like, let it pass.
Let it go.
Let it pass.
Let it go.
Let it pass, you know.
What are you studying in school, Grace?
Bioengineering.
Good for you. Ooh, yeah, you smart.
Rock on,
I am
girl.
Smart.
Rock
I am smart.
On.
I am smart.
Student loans.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Grace, you are absolutely delightful. Thank you for being on the show. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too.
Appreciate you.
Later, Gator.
Boy, we're starting to get a million.
Ooh, I do
text
like
messages.
The motto versus mantra. That's
what I think
good.
Is going on, but you know we're going to battle over this, and I don't want to do that. I'll tell you what mine is. I thought last night because I'm like, well, if you're sitting down and getting in a quiet space, and you're kind of soothe your mind a little bit, like you before you go to bed, maybe too, and you sit there and you just get in quiet, you close your eyes, take some deep breaths, blah blah blah, and then you repeat a mantra. And I'm wondering if a mantra could be as simple as saying to yourself over and over again the word "listen."
Linda,
that'd be great. Because I was thinking about that, I was like, it could apply to listening to others, right? Be open to listening to others. It could apply to listening to your own body or what, you know, your mind is telling you about something. Or it could be listening to the earth and the environment around you and being open. So it has multiple levels, and I kind of like that one, so that you're quiet and you're like, listen. Listen, it reminds you of what you need to do, and it gets you in a meditative state. Hi, the couple of people that I've been texting back and forth with, Jer, we were talking about the whole how thoughts are things. Because I don't generally find myself to be a woo-woo person, and I have a hard time with like the industry that is built up around, you know, making money off of people by filling their heads with, you know, woo-woo things. I sometimes battle that a little bit.
Okay.
But at the same time, I cannot deny that there is something to all of it. It's like the best example is that, what was it, 15 years ago when that whole thing, The Secret, came out. And that became, you know, the hot and heavy thing for about a year. And for the most part, this is just me talking. I'm not belittling anyone who is into that. Just me. I thought, well, a lot of this is just like charlatan stuff, you know, and it's making a buck off of people and blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, down at the core of it, there were some things about it that I felt were probably true. And a lot of that is the whole thoughts are things. And even though that is like a kitchen sign, which I don't necessarily want to put up, I can't deny that how you program your brain and your attitude and how you go through your day does influence your actions.
It's the self-talk thing. There's a huge industry based on self-talk. I mean, thousands of podcasts. If you have constant negative self-talk every day, that you're going to become a negative person with zero motivation. So you truly just need to buckle down and try to be more positive about how you talk about yourself in your head.
I agree. And it's also that whole thing about, you know, that you are, what's the old saying? It's you are the average of the five people closest to you or around you.
Absolutely.
Or whatever. And, you know, if you surround yourself with toxic people or you can't figure out a way to break away, you got to figure out a way because I do believe it drags you down.
100%. Yeah.
And, you know, I do my best to eliminate toxicity from my life, and it's not always easy. Because, you know, it's people who are close to you sometimes, but my God. And so we're not trying to get all deep on you or anything, but since we were talking about mantras, it is just, we do like occasionally to give you stuff to think about as you go through your day, or in this case, go into your weekend, about, you know, what you're thinking about. And I know a lot of people, what they're texting us for their mantras are just their mottos, you know, or sayings, which is fine.
Which is fine,
I
guess.
Whatever works for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever works for you.
You have that as your screensaver there on your phone. Maybe it's just a little reminder to try harder.
Yeah.
Be better. Do better.
Oh, my God. You know, that could almost be a mantra because sometimes I just say that under my breath.
Do better.
Yeah, just
I'm
be better or do better.
Just do better. Don't do
just
that again.
Just do better. Yeah. And you kind of want to sometimes say that to people, whether it's, you know, somebody at a store that you go into, or if it's a coworker or your boss or a family member or a child. Sometimes you just want to look at them and say, look, just be better. And a lot of times it doesn't even take that much effort. Just, damn it, be better.
Yeah.
And to be fair, we need to say it to ourselves from time to time. You know, each individual person listening right now, sometimes you got to look at, you know, the man in the mirror, Michael Jackson. You got to look in it and just tell yourself, look, you can be better. Be better.
I would say I have personally done that probably over the past 6 months. I've had just kind of a general lifestyle reboot. When it comes to the biggies, I mean, diet and exercise, which has completely transformed the way I look at food and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol. I've eliminated so much alcohol out of my life. And talk about a game changer for completely reversing, you know, a downward lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And like little things when it just comes to mindset and being positive and being a better, you know, spouse and a father and just even just being a gentleman and having manners. And I've done a reboot, and I would say I feel right now the best I have in a very, very long time because of this.
And you look wonderful.
Well, thank you. I mean, it truly translates. I mean, I'm not trying to get jacked and ripped. I mean, that's a nice positive side effect. But when you exercise and focus on your diet, it knocks out depression, anxiety, all sorts of stuff. There's so many benefits. And so that's
can't
why I don't really need
man.
A mantra. My mantra is just get your butt to the gym.
It's kind of the be better thing we were talking
it's
about.
Like
you're kind of telling yourself to be better in a bunch of different areas.
Be cognizant of what you're putting in your mouth.
Well said. You know, And another last thing that maybe we can say about this is what makes it difficult sometimes, the whole be better, even if it's subconsciously, we're aware of the lower level that people around us have sunk to. And so it kind of becomes along the lines of, well, everyone else is being this way and everyone else is doing this
well,
and everyone else. And so we sink down. It's almost like you get into, you know, quicksand and you're dragged down. And part of that be better is just to be aware more than anything else without trying to be superior. But just be aware that you maybe are sinking down to a level that you, damn it, you know better than to be that way. Like if you've got a coworker who is toxic as hell, like this job sucks. I hate all my coworkers.
Don't turn into that.
Don't get
walk
sucked
away from
into
it. Walk away from it.
Yeah. So anyway, it's funny how we started talking about something simple as mantras, and this became an entire self-help segment on our show. But
we'll send you the bill.
I think sometimes that's important.